And now it's time for the Cannabis Report here on KGNU Community Radio. I'm Hannah Lee Myers, and as always, I'm joined by longtime cannabis correspondent Leland Rucker. Leland, thank you so much for being here.
Always good to be here.
Okay, so today we are going to give an update on an initiative that's marijuana-related in Denver and dig into the results of a stigma-related marijuana study. I know you've got stuff to say about that. Fill us in first on that citizen initiative. What's going on there?
The backers of a Denver Citizens Initiative that would have taxed consumer marijuana for children's programs was pulled at the last minute by MySpark Denver, which is the group that was backing the initiative. And the money would have gone to after-school programs, programs out of school, something that everybody's for, but very similar to one that was on the ballot last year statewide, and that one was turned down. This initiative was pulled, and the leader of the initiative said that the group compromised with the city and the marijuana industry, which was objecting greatly to this, to add a larger sales tax to marijuana just in the city of Denver. It would have added a 4.5% sales tax on all purchases within city limits, and it would have given that money to eligible families for sports programs, after school programs. But the advocates, the people who were behind it, when they pulled it, they also took time to mention that a smaller after-school pilot program will start next year for 4,000 Denver public school students who qualify. And I'm just guessing here, but I think that maybe MySpark Denver listened when told that you really can't tax just one industry just to get the money that you want. That's just a guess, but that seems to be the indication that they got the money elsewhere.
Huh, so they pulled the initiative, so no vote on that specific one.
Okay. Right, that one's gone.
Okay, and now you're going to tell us a little bit about a study. We love studies here on the Cannabis Report, and there's a new one here looking at kind of this stigma about the lazy stoner. I know we've talked about this before, but it's a huge issue. If you have any interest in cannabis at all, you can't avoid this stigma conversation.
No, you know the lazy stoner, the person that sits on the couch and inhales Cheetos and watches sports, the dude in the Big Lebowski, or Argyle in Stranger Things, if you keep it up with TV, individuals depicted as lazy, apathetic, and stoned. A new study published in the International Journal of Neuropsychopharmacology looked at 274 adults and adolescents who reported using cannabis 1 to 7 times per week over the course of 3 months. And the guy said, we were surprised to see that there was really little difference between cannabis users and non-users when it came to lack of motivation or lack of enjoyment, even among those who use cannabis every day. This is contrary to the stereotypical portrayal we see on TV and in movies. And a lot of that has to do with advertising, and advertising the pot makes you lazy is beneficial to certain parties. And the study found otherwise. Quote, there's been a lot of concern that cannabis use in adolescence might lead to worse outcomes than cannabis use during adulthood. But our study suggests that adolescents are no more vulnerable than adults to the harmful effects of cannabis on motivation, the experience of pleasure, or the brain's response to reward. And, you know, according to the World Health Organization, cannabis is the third most commonly used psychoactive substance in the world after alcohol and nicotine. In 2013, an estimated 181 million people, 181 million people use cannabis for non-medical purposes. And the highest rates of cannabis use, of course, reported among adolescents and young adults. You know, remember that this study is a questionnaire, so the answers are what people in the survey felt. We're just getting their answers. But as one of the authors wrote, we're so used to seeing lazy stoners on our screens that we don't stop to ask whether they're an accurate representation of cannabis users. Our work implies that this is in itself a lazy stereotype, and that people who use cannabis are no more likely to lack motivation or be lazier than people who won't. If a person is lazy and they use marijuana, they might be lazier. I don't know, but they will be lazy. That's just part of the deal. And I think that further studies are definitely needed. We still need to, you know, learn more about this. This is just a study of 274 people who answered a questionnaire. We really need to get some answers about all this.
And I think different people are affected differently. So everybody's always different. And also tolerance over time. The first time someone uses cannabis versus the 50th time might be totally different. And we don't see anything referenced like that in studies that I've seen thus far.
No, and that's why we, you know, we continue to have studies, and I hope we can finally get some real answers. There's obviously something going on out there, but we need to find out exactly what it is.
Complicated answers. Nobody likes them, but that's probably where we should end up. Well, Leland, thank you so much for your insight. We appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
For KGNU, I'm Hanalee Myers.